Hello, friends. James Corbett here, CorbettReport.com, with a Solutions Watch for April of 2026. Thank you for joining me here on this beautiful sunshiny day under the blooming cherry blossoms here in Western Japan. And today I have a solution for you, as usual, as is customary in the Solutions Watch series. You will be able to remember, if you were watching Solutions Watch back last December, I had a must-see video, which, if you have seen that, you will know was a simple, to-the-point flash animation video, an 8-minute video that I suggested you should take a look at and share if you were interested in it. It's called The Philosophy of Liberty. And if you haven't seen that video yet, what are you doing? Stop and watch it. I think it is important. And as I explained in that Solutions Watch, I think it is the basis for an understanding of the real solutions moving forward. And at that time, you will also remember that myself and Ernest Hancock of freedomsphoenix.com interviewed Ken Schooland, aka the author, progenitor of that Philosophy of Liberty video, the text for that video, about the origins of that video and where it came from, etc. Again, if you haven't seen that conversation, you might be interested in checking it out. All of this is to say that that project has finally borne fruit in a new website, libertas.earth. Libertas.earth. I suggest you go and take a look at that website, bookmark it, spread it around. That is going to be the homepage for this project of proselytizing about the philosophy of liberty. If you like that video, if you think it is an effective tool for unlocking minds, libertas.earth is a great handy resource for you. Send people to that webpage. The first and foremost thing they're going to see is the Philosophy of Liberty video, and there will be an about this project explanation that will tell people more about what this is and where it's coming from. Also, the video is available in 54 different languages and counting. So it's a great resource for activists who are interested in spreading the news about the philosophy of liberty. So that's the main message for today. If you want to hear a little bit more about this website, how it developed, why we are doing this at all, here is a conversation that I just had with the dynamo, the engine behind this project, Ernest Hancock of freedomsphoenix.com. We just had this conversation just last week on our bi-monthly conversation on his Declare Your Independence radio show. I hope you enjoy this video.
One thing that we want to do is we want to make sure we launch and introduce libertas.earth. Now, instead of me hogging up a bunch of time here, I want you to go ahead and give your version of what we're doing and why and all the news that's going on. And we kind of been planning soft launching this, you know, thinking about it, getting it done, the back end and all the activists and the artists and the, you know, doers and the tech guys and everything since like before Christmas. And we wanted to give ourselves time to make sure we didn't crunch up against the holidays and so on. We were like, beware the Ides of March. Well, you know, it's, you know, 2/3 through March, so we're about there. And launching this, talk about what it means to you, what you think you want to share with the audience, what we're doing, James.
So sometime in the fall of 2006, as I was first falling down the internet rabbit hole and discovering all sorts of information that was blowing my mind and completely obliterating all of the indoctrination that I'd been pumped, that had been pumped into my head through years of indoctrination through both the statist indoctrination system, otherwise known as the schooling system, and also through establishment media, I was finding, as I say, all sorts of information down the internet rabbit hole. But one particular video stands out, and that I still remember over 2 decades later. I still remember encountering this video for the first time. It was a simple little flash animation video that in 7 or 8 minutes purported to share with the viewers the philosophy of liberty. And being a philosophically inclined guy who minored in philosophy and someone who'd always been interested in political science, I thought it was, okay, that sounds like an intriguing proposition. And this video did perhaps more to blow my mind than any of the other mind-blowing information I was encountering about 9/11 truth or the banking system or the environmental fraud, etc. No, this information contextualized all of that other information, put it in a way that I understood in extremely simple yet extremely interesting terms. And suddenly I started thinking, perhaps for the first time in my life, truly what liberty is, what freedom means, what it means to own yourself versus the implicit assumption that there is some state or other entity that owns you and your actions. And once it was framed in that way, I started to approach the world in a fundamentally different way. So I would say Libertas.Earth is an attempt in 2026 to replicate that same experience I was having in 2006 and the same experience that many other people have had both before 2006 and since 2006. This video, from my understanding, was first created in the early 2000s based on work that was written in the 1990s.
Early 90s.
So yes, it goes quite a way back. But it was, for me, it was the thing that connected all the dots and made what was happening around the world seem understandable, and has, since that time, in one way or another, directly or indirectly, influenced my work and made what I did, given myself that North Star that directs the work that I'm doing.
You know, this has been my experience as well. We used it a great deal once we discovered it in the mid-90s. It was something that we shared a great deal with throughout our politics, on our web pages, as campaigns, you know, our relatives, friends. It was very basic. It was only 8 minutes. And it was created for the Russian people. Ken Schoolen and you and I had a show that we did this. And I want to demonstrate, you know, where to see this. Let's make sure people can see this. Now, when you go to Libertas.Earth, you know, it is, which I like that name, the origination of the project. We're going to change this to, what was it you suggested that we change this to?
About this project.
Yeah, about this project or whatever, and then this go right to a bit. We're going to reformat this a little bit. We've been working on that over the weeks and so on, and James has suggestions that anything James says. So that's what we're going to do with that. Now, this video was Ken Schooland that wrote The Adventures of Jonathan Gullible, which was the philosophy of freedom, and short stories that were fun and entertaining. And, you know, you can't really argue with it. It was just making fun of the absurdity of government policies and so on. He went to Russia. His tour guide now is a billionaire grocer. There's that. And he goes, this has to be translated into Russian, but we need a primer. We need some kind of a basic, fundamental, short understanding of private property, taxes. We're just come out of the Soviet Union. What the hell you're talking about, you know? So we need something that identifies what the philosophy of liberty really is about. And it's about you own yourself. You own yourself. You own your life. You own the product of your liberty in life, your property. You're not born a slave. So that right there has been, in my experience, something that is attacked on a regular basis. It's deplatformed, it's shadow banned, it's made fun of, it's countered, it's eliminated, it's something, because whenever we make a big deal out of this, they go after it, and it's erased from whatever, and then a bunch of activists just put it back up. But then it doesn't get its props, and James and I know about that tactic. So what happened is we have developed the IPFS upload that we do for our shows and a lot of important documents that can't be deplatformed. So all of these videos, now this video, you know, talks about what we're doing and why. This is back in December. So if you want to hear the whole story from Ken and how this was created. And he went to Washington as an Austrian economist. He's going to fix Washington. He goes, they're not going to be able to be fixed. So he went to be a professor in Hawaii of economics. And he, doing his activism and so on, he belonged to a bunch of different organizations, including Liberty International, which is now he's kind of stepped back and allowed Jacek Spendel, which is a good friend that is from Poland, that was part of a project Arizona project I interviewed a lot of these young kids and so on. And anyway, so he's now running that. Well, this generation next, they are being, you know, mentored by, you know, people like Ken and Mary Ruart at, you know, Liberty International. And we have a lot of other contacts around the world. And this video has been so essential and such a basic fundamental understanding, like people that came out of Soviet Russia, the Soviet Union. So, sound familiar now? Mayor of New York City, Seattle, you know what, Trump? I mean, come on. You know, we're coming out of this now. This is for the MAGA generation. The revolutionaries get it. So a lot of us need to have a hub that this information cannot be taken away from us. So when you go to, let's just do the English version, you go to, we'll do Farsi. We're at war with Iran. You know, let's do that, you know. So we go to Farsi, and we say, Farsi. Now, what happens is this video is in IPFS right here, Interplanetary File Sharing. It's a mesh network that cannot be deleted or edited or censored. There's a thumbnail for it and then the video. You click on the video, boom, play, Farsi, done. So this is BitChute. The reason we did BitChute, you see down here BitChute, the reason we did BitChute is because the founder of BitChute, I think his name's Raymond, I met him at an Acapulco, and he goes, you do this, and you embed our, you know, we'll put it at the top, we'll pimp it. And I'm like, you win, man, boom, done. Then we have the translations of banners. Now, this banner goes to, you link it to wherever, but it goes to libertas.earth in the language that you want, Farsi. Now, this QR code goes to the IPFS version. Now, like on Freedom's Phoenix, we have this, and James on his site, you click the banner, it goes to the main webpage for the hub of information. If you do the QR code, then it goes to the IPFS version. So it's always available. I know what these sons of bitches are going to do. Bring it. Bring it, bring it, bring it. We've been working on this technology to stop this very kind of opposition. So now we have the download. All the banners are going to be adding more. Now, the only communication that we have on here is, here, let me pull this down, is promoters. You go to the promoters, and we started it off with, you know, Freedom's Phoenix and Clarion Independence and Corbett Report and open source education. You want to be a promoter, which we have a lot of people from around the world. We're just now launching it now. I just did a show with Mark Edge and an old listener. They started a show and they asked me to come on right before this. So they kind of got it first, but they didn't not getting the full Corbett Hancock promotion here. Now, become a promoter. You fill this out. We don't have... There's no membership list. There's no database. There's no sign up. There's no nothing. It's just you go there, you get it, you do it, you're done. The only reason we have a communication thing here is for someone that promotes it. They go to this email, they send this information, they just send an email. If they create a PDF, if they create a file, if they create something that they want added to their language in Farsi, they did a, you know, a Hanukkah card or something. Yeah, maybe not that. But, you know, they, you know, if they create some kind of flyer or something like that or another video, they send it to us. We put it up in that language so that they, you know, can add to the next person that wants to promote that. So that's the only reason we even have any communication. Libertas.earth on Telegram, you can communicate it there, or you can send this email that will go to the Miranda that will put up after approval, you know, James and I will approve it, and they'll put it up in that language. So anyone that's promoting this concept of self-ownership in their language of choice has the ability to pimp that language page so that other activists can make use of it. And they can get their logos and stuff put here. That's what that's about. So the only communication we have is the Telegram and the email. That's it. And I'm not going to babysit this. I'm not going to read every freaking comment. I'm not, you know, it's going to be organic. Peace out. You do if I want to go, and maybe if I, you know, recreate and don't have anything else to do on a late Saturday night, you know, maybe we'll go, you know, feed the trolls or something. But we did add up here, Donna will take care of X and Facebook. Because I don't care. You know, the so she'll be looking at that. Now, Content Safe, which will probably get one of their logos up here, they are the ones that are taking and platforming all of this stuff on Rumble, Odyssey, YouTube, BitChute, Brighteon. Now, we're still loading on Brighteon, and I think the rest of, yeah, YouTube is starting to go up now. So when you go to these platforms, it's all there in every language, Somali, Slovak, I mean, you know, whatever. And then you can go to, let me see how Odyssey is doing. Whoa, whatever language that is. Armenian. Okay, so I guess they're, all right, so they're getting Odyssey up. Then I don't think they're doing YouTube yet. And we got Rumble, BitChute, Odyssey. Let's see if YouTube's up now. Because they're working on that now. No, they haven't started putting it up there yet. So we have all of this stuff ready to go now. Now, now's the time to make some changes, make it prettier, you know, make it simpler. You know, James had some suggestions of, you know, how he would prefer that. And I agree. You know, I just let people go and then we play with it later. You know, this text on text, he's not a big fan of. And so we're going to change that, but this, all this stuff, one line up top, then the video, and then down here, origination, but we just about project, you know, just make it simpler and take this off because I'm not sure which one of this is which, and, you know, but it's very simple. We're not trying to get, you know, too funky and multi nothing. You just go into Afrikaans, you know, which is South Africa's, whatever the heck, you go in there, boom, it's done. So, you know, this is what we're doing and why we're doing it this way. How do you think this will go and you plan on using it and the launch now, James?
Well, this is useful for me in the purposes that I am using it for right now is to inform people about what this ultimately is about, because as you may or may not have seen my recent reporting on the Iran war, I think that this is world historical significance because we're moving into, if not World War III, at least preparatory ground for such an event, which will involve entire monetary order reconstruction, etc. And as you know, the long-term game plan of the they, them, those, as you call them, is ultimately order out of chaos. And we are obviously being plunged into the chaos, and they hope to bring about from those events this sort of, oh, won't somebody please save us? And they will come along, undoubtedly, to offer the solution, which will involve all of the things that we know that they've been trying to push down the public's throats for years now and are now coming into view with the digital identification and the biometric IDs and tying that into a central bank digital currency or some variant thereof, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, what is the common denominator of all of these so-called solutions? It's, don't worry, the government will come down and rain largesse on you from above and make sure that you get your stipend in your 15-minute city. And you will own nothing and be happy, slave, is essentially the type of solution that will be proffered to the masses. And unless we, at this most important time, arguably, in the history of the human species, let people know about the other alternative solutions that may exist to the crises that are being created and specifically ginned up for these purposes, which is namely the decentralization of power and not putting our, literally signing our sovereignty over to outside independent air, outside centralized governments and other would-be rulers of society for the purposes of what? Receiving our universal basic enslavement income stipend that they're going to start dishing out soon?
Oh, no, universal high income. They're going to bribe us.
Oh, yeah. That's according to Musk and the other visionaries who are out there trying to make this happen. So we have to have an articulate alternative viewpoint, an alternative vision for humanity that does not involve that centralization of power and does not involve us signing over our sovereignty. Why would I be on board with your silly solution when I could just go and get my universal basic income paycheck? Well, here's the reason why, and I hope that this will be that seed that flowers into a million people starting to think, ultimately completely differently about the way that they are situated in this world. That's what it did for me, lo, those 2 decades ago now. And I still think it's as powerful as it today as it was then. And I say that specifically because I am, as I say, I minored in philosophy. I've studied this stuff before. I've looked into these ideas, and I was immediately caught by the one of the very first concepts that is presented in this video, where Ken Skuland, obviously the ultimate author of this, came up with the concept of saying that, of course, we own our lives, and as a result of that, we own the future and the present and the past of our lives. And he equates the future of our lives to our liberty, because if you take your future away, that means locking someone in some sort of cage, you know, taking their future away from them. If you take their present away from them, sorry, present is liberty. The future is their life, obviously, because if you don't have your life, you cannot live in the future. And the past is the product of your life and liberty, as in your property. So he took that concept that I'm sure we've all heard in various permutations, the John Lockean concept of life, liberty, and property, and put it in that context of it is based on self-ownership and self-ownership in the future, in the present, in the past. And as soon as I saw that within the first minute of this video, I realized, okay, there is some actual serious thought that has gone into this. And it got me to completely recontextualize these phrases that have become just standard phrases, life, liberty, property, or life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, as it ultimately got changed into in Declaration of Independence. Well, this is the real basis, the philosophical basis for what's going on there. And that, for me, was something that I needed to hear to start contextualizing and putting this in a way that will hopefully articulate an actual real alternative to the centralized governmental power that is always, always held out to us as the only possible answer to this chaos that these very selfsame agents of the chaos have created.
It is general public opinion. It is just a splinter in the mind of James Corbett, me, and a lot of other people. I remember a young activist. I can't remember his name. I think it was Joe Marino, something like that. I'm sorry if you're listening, butcher your name, but he was a young activist in the 08 Ron Paul Revolution era. And I remember we were watching a debate, a bunch of us around doing something, and he just blurted out, he said, "You want one world government? We're going to give you one world revolution." Whoa, that was my SIG line for a while. They're going to resurrect that back. So the idea that this is all building around a centrally planned world, which certainly means the money, and they'll always get their cut. And you have a Federal Reserve that gets a cut of every transaction, or the IRS does, or the government, somebody does, I don't. Every freaking transaction, a cut goes to some, it's like a casino. I mean, you know, it's like you're dealing with a Wall Street broker or something. You know, everything, they get a cut. They just want the velocity of money. And then, of course, they print it, and they give it to their buddies first, and then you get stuck with the inflation. So this is what's happening, and I'm just hungry for a solution. James and I have been doing our show together for years, you know, every other week or so, and it's been morphed into a lot of looking for solutions. Why we raised our black banner, you know, I did, you know, Pirates Without Borders. Learning about all this, James curates opensourceeducation.online. You know, I was very supportive of that because I knew that if you watch these certain, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 20, you know, of James Corbett's documentaries, I get it. Thank you very much. You know, I'm glad you watched that Philosophy of Liberty thing, James, because now you explained it to me, you know. So this is just a continuation of that as we going into the Third World War. So James and I, about a year ago or more, we were seeing this was coming, and I'm going, you know, we got to come up with a slogan. And one of the audience said something, and it was, a nuclear war, comply no more. Boom. I see a mushroom cloud. I don't care who did it. I don't care why. I don't care. Try and get a freaking dime out of me after that. You know, I'm just, you failed. Government failed. You are failures, big time, mushroom cloud right there. That's your biggest failure. Government failure, graphic of a mushroom cloud. This is so unnecessary, what's going on. It's so stupid, and it's so not us. It's not America. What the hell do we have to do? You know, you can go all on you want about who's to blame in Israel and they, them, those, and the monetary. I don't freaking care. You know, I don't. I really don't. First, I raise my hand. Am I allowed not to care? I ask this question. Am I allowed not to care who did it? It's being done. Stop. Stop. Well, we'll do it under a different name, a different flag, a different. Don't care. Stop. Stop, 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 stop. So we came out, my wife and I, out the end of the cow trail, you know, 4 or 5 months of just building road by tractor so I can get the bus out here to live as we are building. That's our solution. And I want to be left alone to do it. They're not going to leave any of us alone. So one world government, I give you one world revolution. And it, you don't have to engage anybody. It's like when we did all our signs. We make them all day, all night, go put them up 2 o'clock in the morning, boom. Never saw anybody, interfaced with anybody, nothing. Boom, rush hour traffic, hundreds of thousands of I see the freeway overpass sign. Boom. Thank you very much. And we're done. And we had fun. And while they're all complaining and whining, we're off partying and having a good time. So that is how this project's going to be. The resources are there. You can add to the resources. You can create your own resources. Hell, you could duplicate it and rip it off, and I don't care. So this is what we're doing to put that splinter in your mind that you're not born a slave, that you own yourself. You're not someone else's property, that we have the ability to sustain ourselves in a high lifestyle, that we have the technology. You go to Pirates Without Borders there or OccupyTheLand.org, and we have all of the categories, technology, communication, energy, shelter, food and water, health care, transportation, automation, education. It's all there, gleaned from our research that we already know we can do it. Don and I have been doing it for 2 years. So I'm like, I don't even want to hear your crap. And what do we need? A good crypto that's private and not GoldmanSucks.gov coin, you know? We have communication mesh network, communication in agorist.market. James and I started years ago. We did Black Market Fridays instead of just Black Market Friday. 200 businesses signed up for agorist.market. Well, what happened was we need to do this a lot more often. You're not going to get learnified once a year. So we do, but we need something like this that all of you, we already spent the money. I don't need a bunch of money. I don't need anything. I need you to forward it. I need you to embed it on your sites. I need you to share this. And you can do it in every freaking language on the planet almost. So your excuse is what? I'm not asking you to go fight. I'm not asking you to go, you know, kill or be killed. I'm not asking you to do anything but this. Clicky, clicky on the mouse, clicky. You share the concept that you own yourself, and you're going to find out. I've done a lot of this kind of stuff over the decades. This is what I'm known for. I'm a street activist, and I'm telling you, this is going to have way more impact than you guys think. Just saying, I get to say up front, I told you so, before I get to say I told you so, okay? So just say it. That's my rant. What's yours, James?
You raise so many good points there, Ernie. And the most important is, yeah, what is the solution? And I guess there's two ways to look at this, because the solutions, as I talked about in when I'm talking about the social engineers and the solutions they're trying to steer us into, have worked sort of in reverse. They've decided what kinds of problems will create the solutions, or at least allow them to offer the solutions they've already pre-planned in advance. And their solutions, as we know, is locking people down into 15-minute cities and controlling what they see and who they talk to and how they travel and what they do on a day-to-day basis, and controlling us down to the bug burger little surveillance pods that we're going to be inhabiting in that vision of the future. And so, of course, they know how to engineer the problems in order to create the need for that so-called solution. Well, we have to reverse engineer from the problems that they've created to the solutions that will actually steer us away from those phony, false solutions and towards what we actually want. And in that regard, of course, the ultimate aim is to have fully functioning sovereign individuals who come together out of human community in order to form the type of planet that we want. What does that mean? What does that entail? What is the word for that? The word is the agora, which used to exist in parlance. It's, of course, an old ancient Greek concept of the marketplace, but not just the marketplace in a crass commercial sense. No, the place, the actual physical town square where people used to gather, not only to display their goods and their wares and sell and trade and interact with each other, but also to engage in the trade of ideas and talking to each other and exchanging information in the public square. That is the free exchange of sovereign individuals that we want to facilitate once again. How do we facilitate that in the face of all these crises that they're engineering economically and otherwise? Well, we have to start moving in the opposite direction that we have been moving for generations, if not centuries now. The move towards urbanization, to more and more people crowding into smaller and smaller places, detaching themselves more and more from their actual neighbors in the process, and detaching themselves from the human community, which will be what sees us through the crises that they are creating. As people have no doubt observed, if the 1930s Great Depression were to happen in the 2020s or 2030s, how different it would be, if only because at that time in the 1930s, it has been estimated that in the U.S., for example, 1 in 4 people had access in some way to a farm, either literally farming themselves or were connected to an actual farmer. In 2026, you'd be lucky if that number is 1 in 100. It might be 1 in 1,000. Who knows? Yeah. It is certainly deteriorating. And that is the point. They have weaned us off of the self-sufficiency that used to define the livelihood and the economic livelihood of the majority of people, and put us into this system where we're dependent on the next paycheck in order to give us the gas that we need in order to drive down to the grocery store and buy the GMO-filled products that they're pumping down our throats. So how do we start reverse engineering that? There are different things we have to work on. We have to work on communication. We have to work on energy. We have to work on transportation. We have to work on currency and ways to facilitate exchange between sovereign individuals. And I know that's what you've been concentrating on with Pirates Without Borders. I know that's what you're demonstrating with Occupy the Land. That's what we need to be pushing forward. But the first thing, the absolute foundation of all of this, is why? Why put in all this effort? Why go against, why swim upstream? Why not just go with the flow? Well, here's the reason. This philosophy of liberty explains who you are, what you are as a human being, and what that means, and what we are losing when we sign that over to some other authority or would-be authority.
You know, I don't know if we should. I don't want to play the whole thing because it's just. But I do want to do that. You know, your life, your liberty thing.
Why don't you just leave it playing in the background while we talk? Because we don't need to hear it.
All right. You exist in time. All right. Self-ownership. Let's do that. Let me get the theater mode on it. And news. Bring this down. This is the part that really had an impact on a lot of people, is the understanding, you know, of self-ownership. You exist in time. As this goes, go ahead and do the explanation for us, will you, James?
All right. As I was saying before, if you own yourself, then you own yourself throughout time, future, present, and past, as in life, liberty, and product of your life and liberty, as in property. So these are the things that come with that single realization of self-ownership. And once you accept that, yes, I do own myself, or at least I have a better claim to myself than anyone else does, then all of these things follow as rational logical properties of that initial statement. And again, it's one of those simple things that I think most people would agree to before they realize everything that that entails. But of course, what it ultimately entails is the deconstruction, the delegitimization of the governmental structures which govern our society. So once people realize that ultimately this leads to anarchy, but anarchy in the good sense, I think a lot of people become trepidatious about it. But I think this is the way to do it, to demonstrate them point by point by point. You are the product of your life, your liberty, and your property. And no one has the right to take that away from you unless, of course, you have violated someone else's life, liberty, or property.
Yeah, and the pursuit of happiness, and I got this from you. I remember you talking about happy is not like an emotion, a joy. It's happenstance, your circumstances, you know, your pursuit of your creating your own circumstances for success, you know, freedom, get the man out of the way kind of thing. Well, because Jefferson, I don't think they wanted to put property because of the slavery issue and, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, things. But life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, your circumstances, happenstance, I'm hip to that. But I like this. You know, there's going to be a lot of memes that come up from this. And if somebody else doesn't create them, we will. But the product of your life and your liberty is your property. It was your life. You're breathing in and out. Somebody tries to stop you from breathing in and out, you can defend your life. I mean, that's like a thing. No, but not with a gun. That would be wrong. You know, I mean, oh, man, you guys are killing me. This is all comes from the same thing, that you're not a slave. You own your own life. And if you own it, you can protect it. You keep it. And your liberty is, you know, your freedom. You're not in shackles. I mean, you know, I can do whatever I want. And then the product of life and liberty, property. That's mine. It's mine, not yours, mine. So these are so basic and fundamental and necessary. It is so necessary that people understand this fundamental, basic concept. Because if you don't, then what's this about? And to have people around the world in all, because I believe this is universal. People believe they have a right to keep breathing in and out. People believe that when they wake up, unless they're in prison or something, do what the hell they want, as long as they're not bothering anybody. And if they go create something in their backyard and make and fashion this piece of junk into a whatever, hell, I got whole YouTube channels of, you know, people in freaking Vietnam making castles out of beer cans. I mean, you know, it's amazing what you can create. So this concept that I think people, if don't agree, will at least understand. I don't even need them to agree. I just want them to be able to understand what we believe. And if you can understand it, you know, it's kind of like Etienne's new book, to see the cage is to leave it. Once you understand this concept, all the other stuff comes into line. You can see that taxation is theft. You can see that somebody telling you what to do because they can is not justification. So can you delegate your authority to someone? Yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, but you're not required to. You know? And
I voluntarily choose to engage in such a relationship. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, you can hire somebody to be your protector. That's what J. Edward Griffin always calls government, a protectorate. He doesn't need a government. I don't need to be governed. I just need to be my rights protected. So this is the shift that I believe is coming. This is the zeitgeist, whatever you want to call it. This is the fourth turning. This is what's happening right, not later. The understanding of what role each of us as individual human beings have with each other, not with a government, a king, a queen, a ruling, whatever, shiny badge and a hat. Oh, you know, shiny badgers, you know, they're all over the place. And they got a fine hat, too. Yeah, they got to have a hat. So this is, and always backed up by force and a gun, this understanding, I believe, is so fundamentally a threat to they, them, those that want to convince you that they're your betters, that you're too stupid to rule yourself, and they're going to do it better, and they have only your interest at heart, pinky swear. So I am, this is, nope. We need to have this implanted into the minds of the planet. How fast will this go? Don't know, and I don't care. It is our job. This is on us to share this information. We've made it as easy as possible, as threatening, you know, to the man and the ideas as possible, but there's no physical threat. There's no anything. There's no repercussions other than sharing an 8-minute video. They're not going to like it, you know, but we've made it so ubiquitous around the planet that it can be done. That's why we're excited to do it, because as the decades have gone by, I have discovered how impactful this video has been on myself, James Corbett, and a gazillion other people. And it will again. Here we go.
That's it. That's all I have to say. I think people should watch this video, and if they like it, spread it. I think that's basically it in a nutshell. It's not the most difficult thing you'll ever do, but it might be the most important.
I think so. I'm watching this again. Generally, you know, I when we started doing this, I started watching it again. I hadn't seen it in years, and it's so impactful and so unassailable. You know, what's the word? Unassailable? I mean, you know, I showed it over Christmas holidays to one of my young nephews that lives in Manhattan, by the way. And so he came, and I said, here, just watch this. He'd want to argue with me about whatever. And I go, just watch this while I finish my hamburger. All right, what part of that did you disagree with? Well, nothing, but you go, okay, then we're good. You know, welcome to the club. I mean, it's that simple. So that's introduction. Now it's time for people to start doing it. You know, what do you think we should be doing? I put it up all over the site. You put it on your site. We're sharing it, encouraging other people we know to start doing it. You know, what's your suggestion for people, how they make use of this option?
Well, the best part about this is that exactly like the Levolution, this is not something we're going to control or manage or steer in any way, shape, or form. People are going to do with it whatever they're going to do with it. And yeah, some people will mock it or, you know, try to subvert it. But who cares? You, whoever I'm talking to right now, you know you are real and you understand this message and you are excited about it. And you will find a way to bring it to others in your life in a way that we could never even imagine, because we don't know those people in your life, how they think, how they operate, what they respond to, what they dislike, etc. You do know that. So you will know the best way to start introducing this to people. Of course, there is the easy share button on whatever platform you're watching this on. So of course, share the information that way, but also fine tune this information. Make it part of your vocabulary. Start to understand these concepts in a way that is simple and that you can explain to others. And once you can explain it to yourself, then you'll have a better chance of explaining it to others. So make sure you understand the material and then start getting on board and spreading it out everywhere. And exactly like the Levolution, and you can speak to this and the way that people took it on board and the way it spread in ways you couldn't have imagined, I have faith that this, too, this concept will spread in ways we can't even imagine.
It has to be that way. That was the problem. Everybody wanted to collectivize the Levolution. Oh, you could trademark it. You could make money. You could T-shirts. There was even, you know, it's a long story. I mean, there's so many opportunities that if making money was our goal, we could have. And, in fact, the Campaign for Liberty tried, and they do, you know, politics, playing politics. But the Ron Paul Institute and Ron Paul's Liberty Report, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to share this, freeing minds one at a time. And a lot of our supporters that have paid for this, this was not free to do. This was not gazillions of dollars, but, you know, we're up to a couple of $1,000s. I mean, that I can free the planet for a couple of $1,000s. I mean, I'm good with that. You know, and that was one thing as young activists, Donna and I, you know, it was $200 or $2,000. For $200, we could go another, you know, month with whatever the hell it was. Or for $2,000, we could save the planet if it was at the right time. It was always a timing thing. well, we've had the resources we set aside, you know, for this, and we have people that have contributed to the project, and a lot of people that doing a lot of this stuff, you know, for a mention, put them on the promoters thing or whatever, they give us a reduction here or there. So another project that we can do for a couple of thousand dollars to change the planet. I'm like, okay, let's do that, you know? So this is such a simple thing for you to do, and I can't be in charge of it. You want to try and kill something, try to control it. That's it. We made little cosmetic crap or whatever, but it's done. There it is. IPFS, 54 languages. They can't delete it. You take that link and you put it, keep sending it, and the man can suck it, okay? Well, then we start adding whatever stuff you come up with. Hell, rip it off and go do your own thing. I don't care. You know, now, of course, there's going to be memes, and the reason we had to make it look like the old version. It was the old version, the old fonts, the old video, the old. We wanted to do that to have the continuity of it being the same project with the blessing of Ken Skoulin and Liberty International and all that kind of stuff. And the reason was is because I know the new activists and young, they're going to do their own thing, change it and put sci-fi in it or whatever the hell they're going to do. And I don't care. But it needs to be married to the original sentiment, what this was about, because I know the impact it had on me, a lot of people that we shared it with, and people like James, whatever influenced James Corbett, man, I vote that, okay? I'll just say it, okay? So this is why we're doing it, how we're doing it. The only communication, the only back and forth is you go on the promoters, is an email that goes to Miranda just to put up the stuff that you make, and then we have a telegram that we're, you know, going to start using so people can create their own conversations of I don't care. And we'll have one just like we do with Occupy or with Declare Your Independence. We have one that we put out and feed and nobody comments on. Then we have a chat. And the reason is because you gotta have a place for the trolls, man. I mean, you know, whatever. They come and you delete them. This is what's happening. James and I have been thinking about this for months. We knew we were going to do this in March. It's done. We're just going to start, you know, massaging it a little bit, improving whatever, adding more languages. I don't think Apache's been done yet. I mean, you know, we'll get it. So this is the opportunity now as we're at war with Iran, going into the Third World War, energy crisis. Fuel has gone up. I'm paying $5.85 for diesel now. And you got the food thing. And what did I always say? It's going to be a food thing. Get ready. Here it comes. This is one of the main things. The answer, the most effective thing you can do is to get a splinter in the mind of the people of what this is all about. That's all I got to say. Here we go. Anything else, James?
That is it. Let's keep it short and sweet. Libertas.earth. 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 Learn how to spell that and then put it in your browser and let everyone know.
Right. You know, here, we'll go ahead and put it up there so people can imprint it in their brain. Libertas.earth. I like that. I was looking for a God knows what kind of Libertas.earth. You know, Earth Freedom. Boom. I'm down. James, thank you for being an inspiration on this and helping promote this. I know you're already starting to put the banner ads up and everything. And everybody, follow our lead, but we're not leading. I'm just telling you, we're inspiring and just, you know, this is what we offer to you. We knew this would be affected. It had a big impact on us. And we're going to let it go, and then we'll start getting people on there helping promote this more, and we'll be talking about it in the future. But this is kind of a, you know, the launch, but it's going to grow on its own, or we're extinct. Humanity always keeps on marching on. I'm going to prove it to you. Again. Rare. Peace. Thanks, James.
Take care.
Bye.